You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio. That's time for another edition of Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listeners. And the address will follow this report. Local newspapers in Punta Gorda, Florida have dubbed him the Choking Man. He's a short, bald gentleman who shows up in public places and pretends to be choking to death in order to meet women.
Yeah, I told you I had a plan, big guy.
Yeah, let's see what the choking man does. Oh, he flails his arms, coughs, and sputters to get the attention of nearby females.
Holy moly, help, police, help!
I tried that in Daytona, and it didn't work. Well, anyway, he showers them with gratitude, along with a healthy helping of hugs and kisses after they save his life. Nah. Local police say their hands are tied because the man is not actually breaking any laws. Well, they note that one woman suffered an anxiety attack after an encounter with a choking man and had to be hospitalized.
Well.
Ha! Was that a choking man or me in Daytona?
That was you in Daytona.
All right. A 39-year-old woman in Leona, New Jersey, was hospitalized after accidentally setting fire to her apartment building. Authorities say the woman started the blaze when she, for some unknown reason, tried to open a can of spray paint with an electric can opener.
What?
Hey, news guys, watch this.
Well, last year we brought you the story of a radio station in Davenport, Iowa, that aired a challenge. $30,000 a year to anyone who would tattoo 93 Rock on his forehead and live with it for 5 years. Well, one listener actually took him up on it. The station later claimed the offer was just an on-air joke and refused to deliver on the $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
But the listener was understandably upset. Mm-hmm. Now he's back in the news again. This time he's the victim of a vicious beating.
Uh-oh.
A Colonia, Illinois couple who had let the tattooed man live with him temporarily have been charged with beating him in the face with a ball-peen hammer.
Apparently, they didn't like 93 Rock.
The couple allegedly attacked their house guest because he was getting on their nerves with a constant stream of complaints and suicide threats. And several South Dakota highway patrolmen drew their weapons during a traffic stop on Highway 90 because the driver of the van was wearing a gas mask. Mm. Their terrorism threats were quickly dispelled by the van's driver, who explained he was making a delivery of restaurant food that had an unpleasant smell.
Whoa.
A member of a grand jury in Denver, Colorado, who had handed down several secret indictments against a major drug dealer, ended up being arrested in connection with the case. The man visited the drug dealer at his home and offered to sell him inside information about the case for $50,000. Well, apparently the man wasn't paying very close attention at the grand jury proceedings, or he would have known that the FBI had planted electronic surveillance equipment inside the suspect's house.
Nope.
Well, the bugs picked up and recorded the secret meeting, leaving the man in extreme hot water and facing grand jury proceedings of his own.
Nice going, genius.
And finally, a burglar broke into a butcher shop in Zwickau, Germany, accompanied by his dog, Lumpy.
You know this is going to end badly.
While the burglar was helping himself to the store's cash, Lumpy the dog was sampling some of the store's inventory.
Mm-mm.
Not long after entering the store, the man heard the police approaching and whistled for his dog so the two could make a run for it. But needless to say, the dog was in no hurry to leave. The burglar was outside the shop still whistling and calling for Lumpy when cops arrived to arrest him.
Lumpy!
Gun, man, get him! You got Dumb Crook News, send it to Dumb Crook News. John Boy Billy, P.O. Box 7663, Charlotte, N.C., 28241. We'd appreciate it. Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is on the radio. Hang on. We're going to show our acting chops coming up.
I'm not an actor. Damn you. I'm a movie star. I did one play in summer stock. I had one line. I forgot it. Thank God I can write down all my bits on the John Boy and Billy Big Show.
Big Show is on the radio. Coming up, we're going to play the current events quiz. That is the easiest way for you to join the winner. We call her 9, take a seat. All right, look what's on TV tonight. This might be interesting. On the Turner Classic Movies tonight, Sleepless in Seattle.
There you go.
And that brings one of the best redo movies. What do you call it when they do the second
redo
one?
Redo movies is probably a pretty good way to put it, yeah.
Yes, featuring our very own Lipless.
Revco Embassy Pictures presents the year's most unusual romantic comedy. Lucille DePesto and Lipless star in the story of a long-distance love affair that can't quite seem to get off the ground. Lipless in Seattle.
I love you.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I love you.
What?
I love you. All right, I'll have you.
You what?
I love you.
It'll be an affair to remember, if they can ever get together in the first place.
Meet me at the space needle.
The what?
Meet me at the space needle.
I have no idea what you're saying.
The space needle! The space needle! Hey, honey, hey, honey, hey, honey, hey, honey, hey, honey.
What?
Honey, honey.
What?
Are you okay?
What?
Sugar, huggy, hair, huggy.
What?
Lady!
What?
What the hell are you? Hey, are you there?
What?
Hey, you hearing?
What?
Lipless in Seattle, from Revco Embassy, rated PG.
Good morning, everybody. Got a Big Show on the radio here this Thursday morning. Current events quiz time. Easiest way for you to join the winners. What are we dealing with, Bidley?
The latest comic book characters headed for a live-action movie version. It's the Archies.
The Archies?
Yep.
Going to do a movie?
Like the Scooby-Doo movie they did last year? They're going to do the Archies movie.
So like it's not like cartoons?
No, it's like live-action people playing the cartoon characters.
Okay, all right, well, let's deal with that. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Be caller 9, take C. Let's do it. Good morning. morning. The Big Show is on the radio. You ready, girl?
Ready?
Okay. Comb your hair and take the whiz. It's time for the current event quiz. Tennessee!
Yeah! Oh, Jackie, it's supposed to be David from Dothan, Alabama, but I see it's not blinky holdy like, it's blinky ringing like.
Well, maybe if you pick it up, it'll be a baby doll.
Okay.
Somebody made a mistakey wakey. We're not sure who it was.
All right, let's just get this. Hello, Big Show. Who is this?
This is Bucky Buckner.
He don't sound like a baby doll to me.
Okay, I messed up.
It's Bucky Buck.
Bucky Buck, that's it.
Hey, Bucky, where are you, buddy?
I'm in Georgetown, South Carolina.
All right. Well, welcome, Bucky. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, Dan. Listen to Billy.
Well, Bucky, the latest comic book character is headed for a live-action movie version. It's The Archies. Yeah. The publishers of the long-running comic book and 60s cartoon series are conducting a nationwide talent search to find real-life counterparts to The Archies for a possible TV series movie deal.
Right.
Among the locations for the casting calls, A, for Betty, the beaches of California, B, for Veronica, various women's colleges, or C, for Jughead, the speed dial menu on John Boy's cell phone.
Let's see. I believe I have to go with C on that one.
Bucky boy, you did it, man.
All right, thank you very much. First time caller.
All right, good job, man, Bucky.
Thank you.
Bucky boy. I like saying that.
Yeah, but stop now before it ends tragically.
Ready, go. All right, coming up, all good, Mr. Rhubarb story time.
Well, Bucky boo.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Home. I have no home. Hunted. Despised. Living like an animal. The jungle is my home. Now I will show the world that I am its master. I will create my own race of people. A race of atomic supermen that will conquer the world. And here are the first two, John Boy and Billy from The Big Show.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
What are you going to do with me, Green Goblin?
I'm already doing it. Your bait, Miss Watson. I'm using you to trap Spider-Man in a web of my own. Then I'll destroy you both with my devaporator ray.
It'll never work. Spider-Man will save me.
And for the life of me, I don't know why.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, let's face it. He could certainly do better than you. He's a superhero, for Pete's sake. Why is he all googly-eyed over a butt-ugly little tramp like you? Those little baked bean teeth. Yuck.
I've got personality.
Yes, but apparently not a mirror. I've seen better heads on a boil.
Hey. You can't talk out of way about my fiancée.
Spider-Man!
How's it going, man?
And she certainly looks like one.
Oh, that's not cool, man. She might not be the prettiest thing.
Hey, I'm standing right here.
She's got,
personality, I know. If it's any consolation, you won't have to look at her much longer. Prepare to die.
Oh, the evaporator ray. You're a real buzz killer, Green Goblin, man.
What's wrong, Webhead? Didn't your spider senses tingle?
I just thought my butt fell asleep again, man.
You sent your last man. Man, prepare to meet your doom.
Oh, there's just two things you need to know about me, Green Goblin. Number one, I'm your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. And number two, look out, man!
I can't see!
You made me use my stuff on you, man. How about a little spider-foo?
Oh! I can't feel my goblin McNuggets.
I am the coup de grace. Activate super spider poot powers.
I can't breathe.
I call that taking care of business, man.
No.
Oh, Spider-Man, my hero.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm feeling something.
You're not going to cut the cheese again, are you?
No. I feel a song coming on.
Baby, let me be your little Spider-Man. I can spin a big old web just like a spider can. Oh, let me be your Spider-Man. I don't want to be a beetle, because beetles got that shell. I don't want to be a stink bug, cause stink bugs really, really, really smell. Oh, I want to be your Spider-Man. I can climb, slap up that wall, shoot webs out of my hand. Oh, let me be your Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Oh, baby. Man, that wasn't me.
John Boy and Billy.
I read a book about this sort of thing once.
Are you sure it was a book? Are you sure it wasn't nothing?
Oh, yeah.
Morning radio done right.
Morning, the Big Show is on your radio. All right, let's bring in Mr. Rhubarb.
All right, my homies, don't be beaming on me. I'm straight tripping, Mr. Rhubarb.
Oh, shizzle.
Good morning, boys and girls. I have some funny little things for you.
Prove it.
Okay.
You know, it hurts my feelings when you look at me and say, girls.
Want to hear a dirty joke?
Yeah.
A man fell in mud. Want to hear a clean joke?
Yeah.
He took a bath with Bubbles. Want to hear another dirty joke?
Yeah.
Bubbles was his neighbor. Get it?
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't you tell blondes knock-knock jokes?
Why?
Because they leave to answer the door. What's red, then purple, then red, then purple?
Don't know.
Don't know.
A cherry that works at night as a grape. These are thinking funny things, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, really are.
Who was the tallest president of the United States?
Who?
Dwight D. Eiffel Tower.
Nah.
Another reason to hate France.
Did you hear that joke?
Why did the robber take a bath?
Why?
So he could make a clean getaway. What is yellow and always points north?
What?
A magnetized banana. Get it?
Yeah.
What is a cheerleader's favorite soft drink?
What?
If y'all would think about it, you would know.
Cheer wine?
Well, that's a lot better than what I have.
Oh, what did you have?
I had root beer. What do you get when you mix prune juice with holy water?
Wait, what is it?
Prune juice.
Oh, prune juice. And holy water.
With holy water.
What?
I don't know.
A religious movement.
It's Dixie cups. That's where you're getting this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that McDonald's is buying the Civic Arena?
No.
They're going to call it the Macarena. Or would that be Macarena?
Macarena.
But
yeah.
See, that wouldn't be funny.
No.
Why were the teacher's eyes crossed?
Why?
She couldn't control her pupils.
Pupils.
Say, if I would said students, that wouldn't be fun.
Right, exactly.
Right, yeah.
I'm here to teach you small humorous people how to grow it and make people laugh at you.
That what you do?
You got a straight tripping, boo.
What did the hot dog say when it crossed the finish line?
What?
I'm the wiener. Where can you find giant snails?
Where?
At the end of giant's fingers. Uh-huh. So you kind of ran it together and you thought I was saying like snails.
Yeah, have you been teaching the young classes at Sunday school again or something?
Oh, here's one my homies and my street ride brothers and sisters would like.
Okay.
What does Snoop Doggy Dog use to get his clothes clean?
What?
Bleach. All right. As long as Jackie likes me, I don't care about you other losers.
You're funny.
I know.
He off the hook.
Yeah. With Snook.
Okay.
See you fools later.
Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code Big Show. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code Big Show.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Good morning to Big Show's on the radio. And more Big Show right around the corner.
I'm working with Mr. Bill Cox over to his outfit. And I like to listen to John Boy and Billy on that there Big Show. I like the way they talk. They're funny ha-ha, not funny queer. That's what they say anyhow. I figured out why John Boy has a hard time getting started in the morning. Ain't got no gas.
What, Jackie? Don't come in here saying that.
Oh, Jackie pointing at me.
Yep. And shaking her head, which is nothing new.
I was just having a upper level meeting every once in a while. I got to take Randy and Jackie aside and just point out some things and show them how to appreciate.
Hey. Wait a minute.
Billy, we already had our session, remember?
Oh, that's right. Plausible deniability is a word for the day.
So, everything's going good.
For you. I'm just over it.
For some reason, Randy just went off on me. It was good for him.
I'm hot as a match.
So you are so over the whole John Boy thing at this point. Is that what it is?
I sometimes just take pause and look around and go, good God.
Johnny's in here smiling and laughing. Here comes Randy, hot.
It caught me outside. That's why I'm smiling and laughing. I feel good. Can we have one of these talks every morning before we start the show?
Why not? Biggest house, biggest paycheck. He don't use it for good. No. Not like I would. I'd go around looking for people in trouble.
Yeah, he's always trying to get you to come over and build some kind of death ray or something. It's just, you know.
Instead. And I build it. And I do it. Why? Here you go. Here's something else you won't use.
But then, y'all know the hot baby doll down the hall at the country station.
Right.
The one that likes me. She was walking down the sidewalk. And me and Jack, I was just having a little nice conversation, co-workers.
Sure.
Good morning.
Hey, babe.
Hey, sir.
That's about the time I decided to take a look around. Life's fair.
Why does he want rain on your parade like this? You happy?
You know what? Screw you.
Randy, just because he's looking at a nice car don't mean he wants to drive it. Well, that might not be the argument to make in this particular case.
Oh, well, let me point out that he owns two car dealerships.
But, Randy, if it'll make you feel any better, he doesn't know where one of them is. Remember, we rode past it.
I feel much better. That means I get to take him there.
I wish I'd get people show up at my dealership like that.
That is your dealership.
What? The one with your head on the sign, yeah.
We were going to the grand opening, though. It was a grand opening. Look, damn, the big old party. Wait a minute, Big Show Grill. Wait a minute, that's my head. I want to go over there.
Randy and I are behind him, following him. Randy's like, where is he going? He had to go up, turn around, come back, and come back up to get in the dealership. He was his arm out the window just looking over
there. Oh, it wasn't his arm. It was his socked foot.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Which he, by the way, he told us he knew a shortcut. And every time a turn was coming up, he'd point with his foot.
Once again, that's John Boy Nissan. Big enough to serve you, not smart enough to cheat you.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Now, I suppose I might have to pay you for that. By the way, I was looking at Randy, not Bill.
Oh, man.
All right. So, anyway.
I get mine in other ways, like not being invited to the high-level meetings.
It all works out.
Right, yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, Billy, I hate you, too, sometimes.
All right. Well, good. The whole Big Show family.
Best Saturday in a long time.
Johnny's sitting there thinking to himself, good, so my job is done here.
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show's on the radio, and here it is, your last chance to win this morning. Got to play me on Stupid Quiz. We'll get Marcy in here. Fourth, fifth, sixth grade level educational material. Jackie, give me call number nine, baby.
All right, baby.
1-800-BIG-SHOW. I'll play you next. The Big Show is on the radio. Come on, boy.
Have you seen Junior's grades?
No, Junior, no!
All right, let's meet our contestant. That would be Robert out of Danville, Virginia. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, John Boy.
How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great.
Good, buddy, good. All right, Robert, you know how we do this thing. You got a touchstone phone, touch a number on it for me. That's the way you'll chime in for your answer, just like it. I got the bell. Marcia got a lesson plan. Marcia, good morning, baby.
Ooh, yeah. Good morning.
Ooh, yeah. All right. All right. First one of three wins. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to math class.
Math class.
Spanky and Bradshaw are all in a tizzy because the Backstreet Boys tour is coming to town.
Yeah. Tizzy is the right word for that.
Tizzy.
Maybe they'll work security. Get Husky and Starch out there.
And get cool shirts. They bought two front row tickets that cost $35 each.
All right.
Two quadruple extra large t-shirts with enlarged neck holes.
So they can get them over their heads.
Yeah. You know, what you should do is step in through the neck hole, then pull it up.
Yeah. Now like a jumpsuit kind of a thing, yeah.
They weren't done.
Stop right into head.
And how much were the t-shirts?
They were $10 each.
Okay. $10. How many did they buy?
They bought two.
Bought two, all right.
Mm-hmm. Now, they weren't done shopping.
Okay.
They also bought two glow-in-the-dark bedroom posters for $8 each.
All right.
You guys are set.
I know.
Backstreet Boys.
They split the bill equally. So how much did they each spend?
$53.
Yes!
Bam! Yeah,
I saw the receipt.
Was this a real
Oh, I thought they'd used your Amex.
Yeah, they tried to put it on his credit card. Luckily, it was declined.
True or fiction?
All right, Robert, I'm up on you one another, man.
Geography. All right, and it's multiple choice.
Okay.
Where would you go to climb Mount Kilimanjaro?
Mount Kilimanjaro.
Is it A, China? B, Africa? C, Australia?
Robert.
B, Africa.
That's right.
Bam. Africa. Mount Kilimanjaro. All right, 1-1.
But you can't see the Backstreet Boys there.
All right, 1-1.
U.S. and world history.
U.S. and world history. Mm-hmm.
Before marrying John F. Kennedy, what was Jacqueline Kennedy's maiden name?
Go, Robert.
Jacqueline Bouvier.
That's right.
Bam. Very good.
And extra points for pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't French, was she?
That's a French name.
Might have been some French in the
Bouvier. All right, Robert, you're up only 2-1.
Math class.
Math.
Jacob has 8 dimes. Laura has 5 quarters. And Melissa has 4 half dollars. How much money is this all together?
Oh, for corn's sake. Robert.
405?
Yeah, that's correct. $4.
Oh, baby. That was good work, Robert, on that change thing. Just put it all together, didn't you?
I can see Johnny's scratch paper. He had Tuesday.
Second time caller, but I didn't get my mood the first time.
Well, here you go. You want? What the heck? That one, another one. All right, Robert. Jackie gets you information, man. Thank you.
All right.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio, and hang right where you are. Mad Max, the Maxer, is up next. Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio. Oh, look, feminist and founder of Ms. Magazine, Gloria Steinem, is 89. But, wait a minute, didn't she just, she got married a while back, I know, remember?
She was one of the last people you would expect to get married, sure enough.
And it surprised Mad Max, and that's our classic bit of the morning.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max here.
Hey, Max, how you doing, man?
Well, if you and your undershirt will step back 2 steps, you might be able to figure it out. You ain't never gonna guess who got married.
Wait, don't tell me.
That was one of them what you call rhetorical questions. Oh. That means I didn't say it, so you'd pipe in with some idiotic answer.
Okay.
In other words, this here's a part of the show where I get to show a little personality. Now back up, Chuckles.
All right.
All right. Who got married? Are you ready? The original feminist, Gloria Steinem.
Whoa.
All right, guys, it's official. All the good ones are gone. My butt. Little Miss Gloria Steinem. Wait, I can't call her Little Miss anymore.
Yeah.
And her being a feminist, I guess I can't call her Mrs. neither. I guess that makes her a near miss. Yeah. Oh, man-hating, bra-burning, nerve-wracking, family-destructing Gloria got herself hitched. And get this, to a man. Well, well, Little Miss can't be wrong. Finally woke up and realized she needed a man for something after all. A founder of Mills Magazine tied the knot with some feller named Dr. David Bell. They were married somewhere in rural Oklahoma by what's described here as, quote, a judge and a Cherokee spiritual leader. I guess Reverend Fincher down at the First Baptist Church must have had a prior engagement. And you know where they got married? At the home of one of Gloria's buddies, a Cherokee Indian political activist named Wilma Mankiller.
Oh, no.
As old Dave Barry would say, I am not making this up. Dr. Bell is 61 years old, obviously still an idiot. This is his third marriage. Apparently, he didn't learn a dadgum thing the first two times around. How bad did those first two wives have to be to make him think this was a good idea? Well, Mills Steinem is 66. This is her first, and I'm guessing only, marriage. Well, the dream matchup got started last October when Steinem and Bell met each other at a rally for some group called Voters for Choice. So apparently they're both eager to get started not having kids right away. Well, after a brief honeymoon, and hopefully with no videotapes that might get out, the couple plans to spend 9 to 12 months at each other's throats 24 hours a day before a very messy divorce, accompanied by one of the ugliest community property battles in the history of the state of California. Good luck, you crazy kids. I only ask one thing of the newlyweds: stay home, stay off the TV, and quit ruining my life. Okay, technically, I reckon that's three things.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if they do the first two things, the third should take care of itself. I guess she'll be busy next few weeks anyway getting them new business cards with her married name on them. Not! John Boy and Billy.
Yeah, man.
Y'all have a nice day.
Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio.
Well, looking at some news.
There's a thing on E! Over the weekend that Queen Latifah had to literally rewrite some of the hip street sayings because they were outdated. She said, my people don't say things like that.
Jive turkey, what the?
You know, I would like a little book. Jackie tries to keep me hip.
Well, I've got one in my office. It's called Black Talk.
Is that right?
Yep. And then
I'm sure that one's out of date.
I need to hit myself up a little bit.
I'll grab it.
All right. Now, I saw The Black Knight over the weekend. I guess it's on one of the movie channels. And what happened? How did he fell into the water. Martin Lawrence, fell in the water, and then he woke up in medieval times.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
Mm-hmm.
But then, at the end of it, when they resuscitated, did he dream the whole thing? And then he just, saw the queen girl was, a girl at the fence at the end of the movie. So did that really happen?
Did that really happen?
Well, according to the plot of the movie, I know it's not real life. But
maybe it's kind of left up to the audience.
Yeah, I saw it, and I still don't know.
Yeah,
it's
how about that?
Hmm. He's now flipping through the Black Talk book looking for some phrases.
Well, don't beam on me when I'm asking movie questions.
Now, is that one or two streetwise?
That's who beam on.
And that means movie, that's just one of your regular things.
That means to gaze intently at a person, to stare. I saw you beaming on my girl, man. I don't play that.
He's got the Norwegian street lingo book. Hey, don't be beaming on my girl. We're on our way to the movies.
My newest favorite is pimping. My niece told my husband over the weekend. She was sitting in the front. We were getting ready to
look
go to dinner.
Look it up, John.
I don't know if it's in that book. It's a new one. And she was sitting in the front. He comes out of the house, so she moves to the back seat, and she looks at him and says, I should have stayed up front and made you sit in the back pimping.
Pimping.
Yeah, that's
so
what she
that
called. I don't know, but I think that's
well,
so cool.
Well, look it up. I'm sure it's
hey, only has your pimp hand.
I think it's somebody who thinks they're cool. Because the look she gave him.
She pimping ain't easy.
Yeah, she gave him that look. Him, yeah. Yeah, she did.
What do you think barefoot as a river duck means?
Poor?
No.
No.
This is not black slang.
It describes a person walking around without any shoes.
It does sound like something you hear on the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, it does. Oh, barefoot as a river duck. Don't be pimping on my girl, Barney. I mean, beaming.
Well, don't do either one.
But to Andy, I would never do anything like that.
Bank one. That's a large sum of money. Someone who always has money is said to keep plenty of bank.
That's the heesy for sheesy. Sven?
Bank one, you bank two.
He's a straight trip in the view.
Check out that the Cocoa Goddess.
There you go. It's right across from you. You don't need a book.
What kind of a nasal are you?
Straight tripping is one of Courtney's favorite words.
Straight tripping?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't be straight tripping or do be straight tripping. Is that good or bad?
That's bad to be tripping. Yeah.
What about, what if I would call Randy a banjee boy?
You'd be about right.
Excuse me, just saying. Give me back my book.
Don't get all up in his grill. What is the look in the front of this book? What's the copyright date on it?
Let's see. Words and phrases from the hood to the Amen corner. 1994.
Oh, that was man. Laza. Like those are going to be fresh.
Don't make me go around using old slip plank, old plank, bling bling.
That is played.
That is so played. All righty. Well, we need an updated version if I'm going to truly be hip.
If you're going to be Johnny from the block.
Come on in.
BitBox is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. You can shop the BitBox online right now at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by amlink.com.
If you missed any of the Big Show this morning, you can hear it all. The John Boy Billy Late Rises podcast up next. Available wherever you get your podcast. Make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. See you tomorrow. We love you. We mean it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.